much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We cannot delay. We must not wait. Now is the time to act.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, let me put it this way. All energy in the universe is expressed in motion. All motion is expressed in waves. All waves are curved. So where does the straight lines come from to make the platonic solids? There are no straight lines. So when I took the flower of life and opened it properly, I found whole new wave conjugations that expose the in-between spaces. It's the thing that holds us all together.
And now.
You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, party people. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. Three quarters Christmas show on the 25th of September.
How happy are you that Kevin's out?
Well, in general, I miss the monkey, but I know that he would not share my joy for the holiday season arriving.
Yeah, your signal would be out right now. You would not be saying any of this on the air.
That's very true. Three quarters Christmas, you guys. This is where it gets. This is like the 2 minute warning. You know what I mean?
I mean, are you saying we're entering the holiday season?
Well, it's always the holiday season, but I'm saying it's
come on, Jensen.
Where you been? It's so close now that it cannot be denied, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's officially here now. Three quarters Christmas. I mean, it's practically Boxing Day.
It's practically 4th of July. We flew right through it.
I know, it's true.
We missed it.
Well, I'm very excited by it. I don't mind telling you. How are y'all?
Good.
I might be concussed.
Oh,
really?
Maybe.
Ooh.
There's a small fear in the back of my head I concussed.
All right. What happened?
I was taking care of my young son, my newborn, and I was moving from... he was awake for a second, so I put the pacifier in his mouth, and I reached across the sofa to do so, because he's in like a little dock-a-tot and a little bed thing. And I put it back in his mouth. I was like, oh, that's good. And then as I went back, I lost my sort of... what would you call this?
Footing?
Balance?
Yeah, I sort of lost my balance and fell forward head first into one of his sort of chairs.
Okay.
He has these little plastic chairs that he could sit in, and I hit the top of my head up near sort of like my hairline directly into the chair, and I have felt weird. Like, I have been out of it since.
Oh. Yeah, you're concussed for
sure.
It's
possible.
Yeah, you didn't lay down or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
I was mostly moving around, but even like my stairs felt strange.
Yeah.
My kind of like I had a headache.
This happened this morning or last night?
Last night.
Ooh, so you did sleep on it.
I did.
Because that could have been when you slipped away. Into the darkness.
And I would have missed three quarters Christmas.
Yeah.
You would have.
No,
dog.
But you would have died on three quarters Christmas Eve, which is kind of romantic.
It is romantic.
So romantic. Not a creature was stirring last night.
So I'm no physician,
sure,
as you know, but are we out of danger now the next day, or how does it work, Allie?
Who knows? I mean,
you're asking the doctor?
Yes, because you're the doctor.
I feel like you're not supposed to sleep right away when you have a concussion. So
yeah.
I feel like if you waited hours, you're fine. But I think you might have just rattled some stuff in there. You're going to be okay.
Am I developing CTE?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
don't think so yet.
I do feel like that maybe you're trying to one-up Muggs.
Oh,
with
yes.
With like, oh, I saved the baby with a pacifier. And then Muggs is like, I saved the baby with my crushing body not falling on her.
He technically saved his baby.
Yeah, literally.
I just put a pacifier in his mouth and lost my balance.
Okay, very different.
Not
you're
as
right,
cool.
Now that I hear it that way.
But you also came very near to sharing a gift with your son, which is... the same gift that you enjoyed, which is losing his father early.
Oh, My God.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I love when Pete says that, like it was a fetish I was waiting for.
That winded me.
How sad would it be if he had to go on life without his father because he lost his balance onto his chair? How'd your dad die? Oh, crazy story. I was a newborn.
I was making sounds that he didn't want to hear.
Right. It all happened over a pacifier. Now I can't even look at them.
So athletic, my father. He couldn't move from couch to couch without falling.
Well, I don't mind telling you guys that I'm also playing her today. I won't even tell you how I've moderately burned myself this morning. I won't even bring that up. Because
it's true because you're not accident prone.
I'm not at all. But I am emotionally devastated today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, like all of us, I've seen some pain in my life. You know, I've lost both of my parents to the grave, Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a football game one time where it was 2nd and 1, mm-hmm. and all you had to do was hand the ball to Marshawn and you win a Super Bowl.
Wouldn't happen. What coach would allow that?
I saw that. I watched Phantom Menace. I mean, I'm telling you, I've had pain in my life, okay?
Okay.
But none compares to what happened yesterday when I tuned in on walkoffame.com
mm-hmm.
to watch Terrence Howard get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And we were so excited because he promised us something.
He promised us that at the ceremony, he was going to drop some serious knowledge on how gravity is not a force. Remember?
Yeah.
The tape we just played of him talking about building the Milky Way galaxy without gravity. I don't pretend to understand what's going on in Mr. Howard's head, but apparently he is some sort of mathematical genius or something. But he pretended like that interview at the Emmys on Sunday night had never happened.
Oh, no.
It was complete business as usual. Oh, I want to thank my agent. I want to thank my directors. I want to thank my acting coach, my wife. Hey, my daughter is here. This is such an honor. Thank you.
As someone who's been waiting for a celebrity to take down gravity also, like I've been waiting for this moment.
Pins and needles.
It seems odd to have promised it and not delivered. Unless big gravity got to him.
Oof. It's very possible. Yeah. The reason he's retiring is because he doesn't have to work anymore because he's living off big gravity money. I don't know how you guys felt since Sunday, since seeing the interview, but he was my Greta. You know what I mean? Like he was the champion of the future.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who was going to save us all by telling us what's really going on.
Yeah.
And he just, like, how is somebody not down there to go, what about gravity? I mean, at least, like, bring it up. Like, don't let him. This is like, you know, Sarah Sanders at the podium just ignoring questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had, he had an obligation to deliver on what he had promised the world, as far as I'm concerned.
True.
How long was the actual ceremony that you had to watch?
The entire thing was 32 minutes long.
Okay.
From the Chamber of Commerce woman who introduced the special guest till to the end of Howard's speech and then the photos of the unveiling of the star.
Who were the celebrity hosts?
No one I'd ever heard of.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought he'd get Lee Daniels or I thought Taraji would be there or somebody like that. There was not star-studded.
Well, maybe they were signed up and then realized he's taking down gravity. We got to get out of this.
Yeah, we don't want to be a part of it when big gravity comes.
Right.
Maybe big gravity did a little sweep of the area beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
It was just so disappointing because I thought it was going to be great.
Yeah.
So I tweeted about that, about how disappointed I was, and somebody came up with the obvious answer is that the Molly had worn off, and it just no longer seemed like a good idea anymore.
I mean, we're sure that. I mean, he had to have been on something.
I don't want to accuse him of that.
No, maybe drunk. Maybe even, I mean, it just seemed like.
Maybe he was high on knowledge, man. You ever think about that?
Mm. Yeah, I did think about it and just thought it wasn't possible.
But you're concussed, so
yeah, I am concussed.
Everything's distorted for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be so great if he was just trolling? He's like, oh, I hate this Sam Rubin guy. Watch this. That'd be amazing.
Well, he won.
And he technically trolled Bean, who watched the whole
thing. Yes, but then we all lost. So. Yeah. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Bean Show, shall we?
Leave my taco alone.
Fair.
It's fair.
Bean makes his guess on the program today.
Hey.
Muggs has been on a little bit of a winning/tying streak lately.
I was so bummed that I wasn't here last week Fight Club was not brought up.
We still are dealing with that, Muggs.
Yeah.
It wasn't our best work.
Yeah.
The lengths that you went to find something. Now, we decided this could be a person, this could be a pet, this could be a piece of jewelry, this could be anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just went to extraordinary lengths to find something. We'll tell you the story about a woman who spent 57 days almost full-time looking for her lost dog. We have a texting controversy on the Kevin and Bean Show that's going on right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Serious.
I think I need to step in because it's getting ugly between mm-hmm. Allie and Jensen. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Oh, a ton of stuff to give away, including your seat in an upcoming episode of The Masked Singer. I think you'll enjoy that very much. We have Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Interrupters tickets, the Hell and Mega Tour. Tickets are on sale now for their show next summer at Dodger Stadium. You can win those. Allie, you brought some Joker screening tickets for us today?
Of course.
Got that as well. And the WWE SmackDown 20th anniversary at Staples Center. Hey, are you and the wife going to see that, Jensen?
No, we have become very picky as to what we do, leaving the boy behind. This did not make the cut only because I made her go to the LA County Fair last weekend. So it was kind of a trade-off. Do you want to go to wrestling or do you want to go eat garbage at the fair?
I mean, I can't say she did the wrong thing.
No, she picked correctly.
Yeah. Anyway, you will want to go. We got a 4-pack of tickets for you to win. All right, did I hit everything? Real TV, fake TV on the program today?
Ooh, yes.
Got that as well. And all sorts of what's happening news with that. One of our listeners, Allie, suggests that you need to be wrapped in bubble wrap so that whatever is bringing the rest of us down doesn't catch you.
I'm saying.
Because everyone's hurt.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Do you think Kevin's okay?
He was hurt when he left.
That's true.
Can't be better.
I mean, Jensen's hurt. I'm hurt. Muggs is hurt. You're doing great.
Yeah. How dare you? You're jinxing me.
Nothing can go wrong at this point.
Oh. No.
There's no way you can get hurt.
Rest in peace, Allie.
Time for our first look at what's happening here on this Wednesday morning, Kevin and Beecher.
Well, Tom Hanks is going to go to next year's Golden Globe ceremony knowing that he's going to win an award, not for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which he most likely will win an award for while he's there. This is already decided. He is going to be the recipient of the 2020 Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Yay!
That's the annual award given to an individual, most often an actor or actress, who has, quote, made a lasting impact on the film industry. The last five recipients: Jeff Bridges, Oprah Winfrey, Meryl Streep, Denzel Washington, and George Clooney. Pretty good company.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong.
No. Previous awards, Robert De Niro got one, mm-hmm. Spielberg, Warren Beatty, Jack Nicholson.
All the legends.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought this was an interesting tidbit, that Tom Hanks is one of only two actors to win the Oscar for Best Actor in back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm. The other one is Stephen Baldwin.
He did it in 94 with Philadelphia and then followed it up in 95 with Forrest Gump.
And was nominated the following year for Apollo 13 but didn't win.
Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Do you know who the other actor is that has won back-to-back?
He's an old.
Oh, he's an old.
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't, if I'm being completely honest
You didn't know who it was?
I thought he was a comic book guy. Okay. Like, I thought it was someone in a comic book. I didn't know he was a real human.
Clark Kent.
Bobo.
Nope, not Bobo. It is Spencer Tracy.
Oh, legend.
Why did I think he was, like, just a fake person?
No. It sounds like Dick Tracy?
Maybe. That's exactly what it is. You just walked me through my insanity.
Yeah, makes sense.
He was a huge star in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Was in 100 movies. I watched a lot of...
In the 60s, he was in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of TCM, so I love Spencer Tracy. I did not know that.
Yeah. So there you have it. A little tidbit for you. So this Demi Moore book.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 By the way, it came out yesterday. It is called Inside Out. We've heard so far some stuff about Ashton Kutcher, threesomes, how she found out that he was cheating on her when he went bowling with her daughter and then met a girl bowling. Mm-hmm. And then she read about it in People. Not a good situation. But in the book, she apologizes to a young actor at the time named John Cryer. They were in a movie together called No Small Affair in 1984. And she said that she basically deflowered him. She took his virginity, but it was a weird time in her life, and she wasn't real nice, she says. And she says, it pains me to think of how callous I was with his feelings, that I stole what could have been such an important and beautiful moment from
him.
That
is funny.
Not that funny.
Here's the thing. John Cryer doesn't blame her for making that assumption, but incorrect. He said, here's his quote. Well, the good thing about this is she doesn't have to feel bad about it anymore. Because while I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time, I had actually lost my virginity in high school. He's like, nope, I was just bad. I was just bad at the sex.
That is awesome.
I love John Cryer so much. He did say, but she's right on the other part. I was over the moon for her during a very troubled time in her life. I have nothing but affection for her and not a regret in the world. What a classy dude, right?
Very much so, yes.
And admitted he was bad at the boning.
Mm-hmm.
Just big. Big. A big day yesterday for Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the creator star of Emmy-winning Amazon original Fleabag. The day after she wins a zillion Emmys, I believe is what she won, Amazon Studios said, hey, want an ink and overall deal? So she did. She is signed up for about 3 years. They haven't given the exact amount, but most reports are saying it's about $20 million a year for old Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Now, a dumb question here because I don't know how TV works. Does that include the cost to make the show, or
nope.
Is that just what they're paying
that's
her?
Just her
nope,
salary.
That's just her.
Yeah.
Unlike the music business, they do not pay you for your budgets. It's
wow.
Just, that's separate.
Yeah, she's doing all right, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
I would say,
and she's got an HBO show coming out too,
and a little show called Killing Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Bond.
Yep.
And she punched up the script for James Bond.
Yeah.
And she. In a Star Wars movie, you guys.
Right. She's on top of the world.
Good Lord. Good for her. All right. Some birthdays for you guys. Some good ones today. Donald Glover, Will Smith, Mark Hamill, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, which is
still
awesome.
Strange. Yep.
Awesome that two married people can have the same birthday and then they just have to have one cake. What?
I'm screaming.
Are you? And rapper T.I. And
it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. And of all the days you could have listened to us, I have to think today is the best because we are giving away too much. I actually went to management and told them, let's give away less, but they weren't listening to me. We are giving away passes, advanced screening tickets to see Joker, a movie I couldn't be more excited to see. We're giving away SmackDown, WWE 20th anniversary tickets. And then, as if that's not enough, Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy are going on tour, and we're giving those away too. Stick with our show, and you have a chance.
Winning tickets to see that band later on this morning's program, along with Green Day and Fall Out Boy and the Interrupters. It's the Hella Mega Tour. In fact, we have it for you, not only on our show today, but throughout the day, at the top of every hour, all the way up until 5 p.m. So that's coming up. Also, real TV, fake TV at 7. Okay. I am unfamiliar with Cecilia Watson, who wrote this article on texting, but I see that she is the author of a book that I already pre-ordered called Semicolon, The Past, Present, and Future of a Misunderstood Mark.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I didn't know that she's going to become your hero so quickly.
She wrote a whole book on the semicolon, you guys.
Woo.
So I am telling you, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to pay a great deal of attention to what she has to say. Here's the headline. How do you text? Unpacking the battle between raindrop and waterfall texters. Now, mm-hmm. Jensen, I know you and Allie were discussing this off air yesterday. So why don't one of you describe what a raindrop is versus what a waterfall is?
Why don't you pick yours first? I mean, we could do this as like a kind of like a trial almost.
Well, I am more of a waterfall texter. That mm-hmm. means that you just send a chunk of a message.
Let's call it a novel.
That's
how
a novel.
It looks, and that's how long it takes to read.
Because if I'm just answering a simple question, I'll just write a few words.
Mm-hmm.
But a waterfall texter, they put it out there. It's fine. Everything's good. As opposed to the 17 notifications you get from Jensen, which mm-hmm. are like three words, then two words, then, oh, by the way, next text. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, next text. Like, just put it in one text, Jensen.
Because if there is one thing everyone likes, it's long-winded. People love long-winded writing.
Here's the thing, though. Instead of sending 20 texts that you could do in one,
mm-hmm.
why are you sending 20? Why are you making my notifications go off? Then I start to answer one of your texts, but you're still writing another text.
Your Honor, I'd like to approach the bench.
Which disturbs the flow of the conversation.
Bean, I'd like to talk to you.
Yes, I will allow it.
Okay.
Yeah, Bean, something's very wrong with
your
bike.
Yeah, I just heard that distortion. That was weird.
Number one, I'm offended by a lot of the things that she said in her opening argument. But what I do want
you
to...
You don't like the truth.
What I do want to explain to you...
You can't handle the truth.
I believe that people who have their notifications on and their rings or dings or whatever it is are also monsters.
I agree.
I, for the past, 8 years, 9 years, have had my phone on complete silence. No vibration, no touch. I just look at it when I need to look at it, okay? I believe that when someone writes an entire novel, they're breaking up with you. That's the only way I think that you should write more than 2 sentences per text message. The rest of them, text messages, are supposed to be, you know, like train of thought. Like, you're supposed to be able to quickly almost improv these thoughts out. Texting isn't emailing. Those are two completely different things. What you're doing is emailing. I'm thinking in quickness, hey, this. And then you look and you read it just in, you know, sequence. That's it. What you do is you read it and you go, this is, I don't want to read a novel. I don't want to, this could be done quicker.
Mine is never over 3 sentences. However,
but a lot of people do, just so it's out there.
I will look at my phone and go, 76 messages. Oh, Jensen's just going to tell me about a TV show he just watched.
But I don't understand why.
Have you seen this? Next text. Wow. Next text. Seriously, this show? Wow.
But
next
why,
text.
But
really
why
good.
Why does the amount of them, why would it bother anyone? You still read them the same way.
I think it's her notifications. I think that's what's driving her
but
crazy.
But you're talking about the sound?
I don't usually have sound on.
I don't think she does either. Yeah, we don't have it on much, so we're not around her.
We're in a conversation,
right,
and I go to write back about something,
and you're already
writing the next thing, and then I'm like, wait, this is in reference to 8 texts ago.
Well,
I'm answering that
question.
I'm
sorry, I think faster than you. You're right.
But Allie, let me ask you this, because I have sent you stories in the past for what's happening or something that I just think you'll be interested in. And you are the queen of too long didn't read, because you don't want to get deep into the weeds with a long conversation. Isn't that how, and by the way, I don't have a preference here. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Isn't that kind of how a super long text comes across is, I don't want to have to wade through all of this. Isn't it easier in bite-sized chunks?
I can't imagine, because I don't send huge novels. I'll send like 2 to 3 sentences. But I imagine if you get a text that looks like a huge paragraph, you're like, oh, what did I do
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Like,
it's,
you feel like
wrong.
Something's
yeah,
definitely
exactly.
wrong. I totally get that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I rest my case. I don't know. I just won, I guess.
But instead, with you, I could find out something's wrong in 74 messages, and I'd rather get it in just one shot.
Listen, I will once again defend. No one should have their tones, their rings on. We all have cell phones. Mm-hmm. It'd be very annoying if everyone had their sounds on. Off. Also, I can hear you typing with those... I mean, honestly, you should be put to death.
Oh, who has those? Yeah, those people should die.
You should be put to death.
Yeah.
I am saying, what would be the issue of looking down and seeing that someone has written a lot of times? I don't even see where the negative is, other than the idea that it doesn't look like I'm scolding you for something you did wrong.
Also, it doesn't look pretty. I think that's a lot of it. Like, it needs to look kind of... I'm a little type A when it comes to certain things. Maybe it just doesn't look good.
Well, also, Kevin is one of the... he's not here, rest in peace. But he finds it very offensive that I do it. He hates it. But
really?
That's because, well, that's
this
because
is a conversation you've had.
Yes.
Oh, my
because
God.
He can't think fast enough. Because he can't type or think fast enough in order to respond. So he's like, while you're coming up with a second point, I'm still a point behind.
See, I agree with that. Not that I'm as slow as Kevin, but I'm also trying to address the first point. But you've already moved on to 6 points.
Absolutely. If you want to defend Kevin's brain powers, absolutely. You go ahead, because that's probably a good argument.
Poor guy isn't even here to defend his
well,
brain.
Well, RIP Kevin. Let me ask you guys this. Does it matter what the subject of the text is based on whether you decide to be a raindrop or a waterfall?
No, because she's saying if I like a TV show. Then I put, you know, 3 or 4. Whoa, good scene. All right, awesome. Like, I'll do that a lot.
You do.
I do sound like Jimmy Olsen when I'm doing that. But I do write, like, yeah, very cool or whatever. And I'll do it over in a row because I want you to have real time. I feel like texting is real time. That's how I feel. I feel that emails are long, drawn out.
But see, you also feel they're real time because you are very on top of text.
Yes.
Some people aren't. So
true.
Some people will look at your text and go, wait, what happened 5 hours ago? As opposed to you, you are quick. If you text, you respond immediately.
I also type fast. These are all, in my opinion, strengths.
Sounds like a humble brag to me, is what it sounds like.
No, just
like.
A brag. Just a brag.
Yeah,
straight not humble at all.
Nothing humble about
text
it.
Text fast. I'm on top of it. I respond to you. I tell you things I'm thinking.
What a
ideal partner.
One last question.
Nobody likes you, Jensen. Oh, that's what
all
we're
right.
learning here.
Fair enough.
But one last thing.
Yes.
If you're before your wife, in a relationship with mm-hmm. someone, and you're arguing about something, and you keep sending messages.
Yes.
Don't you think every single time they see the dot, 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 and then another thought, dot, 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 they're getting more and more angry at you?
I don't have any friends.
Okay.
Hey!
Whoa. Wow. It's like Chip came back from the dead.
Chip's alive, by the way.
R.I.P. Chip?
She's very much alive.
I get that you think her spirit's here and stuff, but
did you
dead.
See the photos that she was posting yesterday of how evil Mr. Pickles looks, though?
I mean,
I feel like
that
Chip
is the most evil
down.
Cat, but it felt even more sinister yesterday.
Yes, yes. And by the way, Mr. Pickles weighs about the same as Chip. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a tough fight to call if they get into it. All right. Welcome to the Kevin and Beecher here on a Wednesday morning. A lot of good stuff still to come, including for the first time ever, we're giving you a chance to be in the audience for The Masked Singer. And I'm going to give you a heads up right now. We're debuting another new game on the show today.
Oh, no.
And I think you know our track record on new games is about 1 in 100 succeeds. So that's coming up. First, Allie, what's happening on this Wednesday?
Well, great news for people that are wanting to try plant-based menu options or that are just all in on it. Disney's U.S. theme parks are about to get more than 400 dishes made without animal meat, dairy, eggs, or honey. They'll arrive early next month at Florida's Walt Disney World and in early 2020 at our own Disneyland here in Anaheim. Some menu items include cauliflower tacos, fried tofu, and carrot gnocchi.
Yummy.
You know, I know there are lots of reasons why people are going away from eating meat. One is for health reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Another is for animal welfare concerns.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what has to be moving up in the ranks right now is the effects of climate change. I mean, it takes so much less to eat a vegetable than it does to eat a burger. You know what I mean? In terms of how much land has to be used, how much water has to be used. I mean, it really is. It makes a significant difference in helping us save the planet if we can even eat a little less meat every week.
Everything is pointing to eating beyond meat. That is every angle. So,
yeah, it's a little expensive still, beyond meat, but it sure is good.
It is good. And Impossible, isn't that the other one?
Yeah,
both very
too.
Good.
Beyond these, and Impossible.
And some of these veggie-based options are really getting to be good, you know? So I'm very encouraged in the direction that we're going for a lot of reasons.
Then I guess you won't be needing this sausage.
He said at the end of that. So Miranda Kerr did an interview in May with New Beauty, but fans are just picking up on some of the juicier observations.
I'm screaming.
In this article, she says, I have the EMF, the electromagnetic field detector, that picks up waves in the air. I've had my whole house checked by a professional. She said she also has the stickers you put on the back of your phone for radiation, and she turns off all the power except for the refrigerator and security cameras at night. She has alkaline water filters so she can get the pH out of her water. She said you don't want to be going too alkaline because you do need a little stomach acid to digest your food. But her whole house, apparently, she feels it's a lot safer for her.
All right, let me say two things. One is she has the EMF. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Don't file it. It's
I love
good.
It. Yep. I love it.
And number two is this is Michael McKean's character in Better Call Saul, who claims to be allergic to electricity and keeps everything turned off all the time because he thinks there are vibrations in this, you know, as a result of the electronics.
Right.
That are dangerous.
Here's the thing. Do I think that we will find out at some point that cell phones did have some issue, like maybe giving us cancer?
I mean, sure. We've kind of already heard
sure.
that.
But mm-hmm. But turning off everything at night except for your fridge and some security cameras?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll live an extra day? I just feel like...
Might not be worth it.
Not worth it. And I feel like a lot of these companies that sell these products do it because they know you're scared. And they mm-hmm. know that you're going to buy it. And they're going to keep scaring you into buying more stuff. And I think it's just a bad cycle.
Allie, are you concerned about did you say radiation? She has a radiation meter on her phone?
Stickers you put on the back of your phone for radiation.
Are you concerned about that?
No.
No?
I mean, there are people who have brain tumors just exactly where their cell phones would be. Like, I mean, that has been proven.
But then wouldn't we all have a brain tumor
some people,
exactly where our phone
some people
is?
Get it. Some people don't. Same way that smoking gives cancer to some people and not to others. I mean, it's just another risk.
I will tell you that I sleep with my cell phone under my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I feel like that is a stupid-ass thing to do.
Probably totally fine.
No, honestly.
Why do you do that? Why don't you have a nightstand right next to you?
Because
like where you keep your vibrators?
Because I fall...
What?
I fall asleep listening to music. And I have it right there under my pillow. And I listen to music as
so
I fall
you
asleep.
Listen to muffled music under your pillow as no, opposed
he likes
to...
He likes to imagine the singers being choked out and killed.
No, I didn't want to get into the details of this, but most of the phone is under the pillow, and then the little speaker part is just outside the pillow, so I hear the music fine.
But then why is it there?
Because I also want it to be nearby when my alarm goes off in the morning to make sure that I don't miss that. So
small
I
point there.
Does the alarm vibrate?
No, I just have it just plays the Chipmunk song. But
so right next to you on a table, you'd hear it better.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is I like to have the music close up to me while I'm falling asleep. My point is not the music. My point is I'm sleeping with a cell phone under my pillow, uh-huh. and I think I agree with Jensen that there's a very good chance that that's super bad for me.
Absolutely.
But I can't give up the convenience of it and the habit
The convenience of not moving it a foot away to where you'll not only hear it better, but you will hear your alarm better.
He likes to imagine Alvin, Simon, and Theodore are in his ear.
That like, might be it.
Like actually inside.
That's right.
In high school, I used to drive with my cell phone, you know, which was it was like a large unit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put it
like
sort
in between
of,
your legs?
Yeah,
yeah.
While driving. And that's not good.
I mean,
thank God I had a kid and
Adler's here.
Sick as hell, but sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
no, that worked out. Yeah, no, that worked out.
I think you're right, Allie, that there's a lot that's going to come out about what cell phones have done. And we're probably rewiring the human brain as a result of all of this next to us.
Yeah, remember
I
that
say
story?
Cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You remember that story where kids are getting like another bone in their head
yes.
or whatever?
Yeah, which wound up not even really being true.
It's true to me, though.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I'll keep repeating it.
I'm just saying, people are going to keep making things that are going to try and give you a little peace of mind until they come up with another thing that you need to buy because they're trying to freak you out more.
I think you're right, but I also think Miranda Kerr, which is where this whole thing started, mm-hmm. is hot enough that she is allowed to be crazy.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
You want to keep her safe.
Yeah, good luck being an uggo and doing all that stuff.
Right.
No one will put up with it. Like, I gotta get out of here. Her being hot, everyone's like, yeah, she's got a small point.
Oh my God, no. Just the fridge on at night? Totally makes sense.
Yeah,
Miranda.
No, this is all very cool.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah, you're definitely living longer.
Yeah.
If it was an uggo, I'd be like, get out of here. I don't want to ever see you again.
You both are from hell. I just want to state that on the record. Did you put that on the record?
Done.
Thank you. Some birthdays for you. Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mark Hamill, Will Smith, T.I., and Donald Glover.
Would you quit your job and spend 57 days and nights in the wilderness looking for your lost dog? That is what a lady did recently, and we're going to tell you that story and also find about the lengths that you went to find something.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, it's time for, you know, with the new fall season here, just debuting this week on the networks, it's time for Fake TV, Real TV.
Do you think it's fake? Talking about TV. Do you think it's real? Talking about TV. Do you think it's fake or real? One thing's for sure, there's too much TV.
That's right.
Fake TV or real TV. Oh, what can it be?
I don't know.
TV.
That's right, Omar. There is too much TV. And these days when you drive in Los Angeles and you see billboards for TV shows that are on, you know, the Sci-Fi Network or Amazon or any of these networks you don't even know exist, you have to question, are they just putting photos
just trolling
names
people
up there? They're not even real. So what I did is I took some synopsis, some descriptions of TV shows that really are debuting on television, and then I made some up.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read you one, and you tell me if it's one that I've actually pulled off of the internet as a synopsis, or one that I just made up out of nowhere.
Okay.
I do know that when we played this game a couple of weeks ago, a lot of the most of the ones that turned out to be real are things I had never even heard of.
Correct.
Like, I don't even know how you get a new show off the ground anymore. How do you even get eyes on it?
I have no idea, but I'm about to prove to you that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. Pure. Pure. Name of the show follows several teen girls at a purity retreat who participate in a secret ritual and start seeing a supernatural entity. The girls need to focus on the unleashed demon as well as their overpowering father's expectations for their sexuality. The show is called Pure. Is that real or is it fake?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add no.
Okay, so you're a no.
Mm-hmm. I'm a no, yes.
You're not clear, but no.
That's a no for me,
okay.
Dog.
I'd watch that movie.
Sure.
I don't know if it could sustain a bunch of episodes, but I feel like it could be a real premise. So, yes.
You think it's real?
Yeah.
It's real. It's currently on Hulu, part of an anthology series, a larger thing called Into the Dark, but the series is called Pure.
Wow.
It's real.
Bean.
I'm stunned, and okay. I hope it gets canceled.
Real show.
Wow. Real. I hope their livelihoods are ruined.
Yeah, I hope everyone who works on including Key Grips is fired and can't find a new gig. All right.
It sounds terrible. I'm sorry.
Well, who would know, because there's too much TV.
Right.
All right. Friday Night Lights former QB1 Scott Porter is back on the small screen alongside Dulé Hill in Partners,
ooh,
a procedural police dramedy set in Boca Raton, Florida, a retirement community that might be known not be known for its crime, but after a string of robberies and assaults, the duo is focused on finding who or what is behind the recent string of unpleasantries. Partners. It's called Partners.
Muggs, you want to play?
Yeah.
Real or fake?
That sounds like a good show on Fox. So, yeah, I'm going to go real.
Okay.
I'm going to say I have no idea whether it's real or not, but I love both of those actors, Dulé Hill and Scott Porter. Mm-hmm. I am shipping it, and I'm going to say real just because I want it to be real.
I feel like Dulé Hill is like, I'm so sick of partnering up with these white dudes. I am out. So, therefore, I too think it's fake.
It is fake. That's something I just made up out of nowhere. Wow. But Scott Porter and Dulé Hill would be good together.
I mean, both of these guys want to watch it.
Again, any network executive who listens to K-Rock in the mornings, this feature is not just fun to play. You could buy any of these ideas from me. They are all available to purchase.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm 0 for 2, by the way.
Yeah, I'm 2 and 0.
All right. When Jack Hansen won the lottery in 2009, he figured $120 million would last a lifetime. Now, 10 years later, he's broke, selling off the outlandish items he purchased during the spending spree and selling weed to high school kids to survive. Craig Robinson will play Jack in a show that's called Jack's Pot. Is this real or fake?
Fake TV or real TV?
Allie, why don't you go first on this one?
I mean, I would watch the hell out of that, and I want it to be real, but I feel like it's too good, and networks aren't good anymore with good ideas and titles. Right. I think that came from your stupid brain.
Well,
I think it's fake.
Okay.
I agree with every word my colleague has expressed. It's too good to be true. I would watch the hell out of it. Great star, great premise, great title, but fake. Muggs?
You guys are a bunch of non-believers. I'm going to go real.
I love Muggs, but that is fake.
Oh,
Jack's
sell
pot.
It, dude.
Jack's Pot is something I had just out
Need
of
it.
My own mind.
Need it.
And oh, I should sell it.
But how funny would it be to see Craig Robinson out there going, all right, I bought a yacht. Yeah,
amazing.
Sell it.
Again, amazing.
Again, I'm just giving away free
you
ideas.
You really are.
Don't know why
you
I'm
really
doing
are.
This feature. Okay, next one. It's called Team Kaylee, spelled K-A-Y-L-I-E. After a brush with the law, teenage celebrity billionaire and selfie-obsessed influencer Kaylee Conrad is ordered by court to lead an inner-city wilderness club community service. But when she's forced outside of her comfort zone, she proves to her followers, the kids, and herself that she is more than just a pretty face. The show is called Team Kaylee.
God, it's so awful. It's got to be real.
It's
I hate it. I hate terrible. It.
I hate everything about it. I could barely follow it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's also real. I'm going to go. I agree with Allie. It's real.
Mugzo.
Couldn't be more in pocket with what's going on in today's pop culture. It's real.
That's a 3-win. That is a real show on Netflix. Team Kaylee, everybody.
That sounds awful.
I haven't missed, yo.
Kaylee Conrad. I thought for sure you'd think that's a fake name, but it
no,
is.
No, it's so awful. That's why I think it's real.
Her name is K-A-Y-L-I-E. How do you think Conrad is spelled?
Oh, it's got to be with a K.
You got it, guys. All right, here we go. Moving on. Harry Connick Jr. stars in this intense procedural following the dangerous world of police divers. You'll follow the officers as they submerge looking for underwater casualties and recovering evidence and bodies. Connick plays Officer Westhelm, a man battling the demons of his past and his undeniable expertise in this very specified emergency service. The show is called Scuba.
No way in hell is Harry Connick Jr. playing a scuba diver. I'm sorry, that is fake.
And isn't his name like a store where you buy chairs, Westhelm?
I mean, listen, that's Officer Westhelm.
Oh, Westhelm. I'm going with no, because it's just dumb.
I'm with Bean and Allie. That premise would get tired.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a great show because I made it up. But it's called Scuba.
Fake TV or real TV, oh, what can it be?
Okay, I don't know. All right, here we go. When former Princeton music professor Arthur Cochran, played by Bradley Whitford, unexpectedly stumbles into choir practice at a small town church, he finds an oddball group of singers that is out of tune in more ways than one. His expertise in the singers' quirky ways may just be the perfect mix to reinvent and rediscover a little happiness just when they need it most. It's called Perfect Harmony.
Muggs, you're up first.
Right on the CW, Perfect Fit. Yes, real.
Allie?
It's definitely a Hallmark movie that I've seen, mm-hmm. And their voices together did save Christmas. I feel like this could be real.
Bradley Whitford is hot. His stock is high again as a result of The Handmaid's Tale. I don't think he's going to waste his Hollywood currency on what sounds like a terrible show. I'm going to say fake.
It's real. Perfect Harmony starts next week.
Yeah. Come on. Fake TV or real TV.
All right, last one. Former Angie Tribeca star Hayes MacArthur stars as Greg in Mr. Mom, a brand new television reboot of the 80s Michael Keaton movie, where roles are reversed when Greg's wife lands her dream job, leaving him at home to take care of their kids. With no prior experience, he must balance their busy schedules and keep everything running smoothly, which will prove to be quite difficult. It's called Mr. Mom.
I feel like this has been done 18 times.
Yeah.
Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
I'm going to go fake as well.
I'm going to go real because it's the time of remakes and reboots.
Okay, here we go. It's real.
Oh,
but more importantly,
almost undefeated.
More importantly, it airs on a network called Vudu, which I still don't think is real.
Oh, that's not fair. That's cheating.
Not real.
Cheating.
Vudu.
Fake TV or real TV? Oh, what can it be?
I don't know.
One thing is for sure, there is too much TV.
Tickets to be in the audience for The Masked Singer coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, Bean makes us guests next hour as well. First, though, I'm just going to say, spoiler alert, this one has a happy ending, Allie.
A very happy ending. Yeah, a lot of people might have seen this story because it's pretty unbelievable. But it shows what lengths you will go to find your family member. And that family member is a little dog named Katie, a 7-year-old border collie. This is a couple that was visiting Montana. They had gone to an event and left their dog in a little dog-friendly hotel. Apparently, during the night, they think something might have spooked Katie. And if you know anything about border collies, they're smart.
They're very smart.
They're going to figure out how to get out of that hotel room, which is what Katie did. So they get back to the hotel and they're like, our dog is gone. They did everything possible. They went on a desperate search throughout all the neighboring towns. There's wilderness all around. They did everything from night vision goggles to animal tracking cameras. They brought horse manure in from their farm in Spokane. They left T-shirts everywhere that maybe Katie would smell, something like like that and come back. It was the people in the town were like, it looked like there was a crime scene with how much they did to get their dog back.
I'm sorry. Look, I love dogs. I'm giving Linus 45 minutes to get back to the car and then I'm leaving without him.
Okay. That is not true. We know that. But in total, 57 days they searched for this dog. In the meantime, Carol had to go back to her work and say, listen, I need more time. And they're like, yeah, no, it's the summer. Yeah. You're a postal worker. We kind of need you out there on your route. And she gave her notice and said, my dog is more important. Went back to Montana and started looking again. And finally, after 57 days, little Katie was spotted under a tree. She had lost 15 pounds. She was dirty. She was dehydrated. But she saw Katie and she yelled for her. And dog,
she was like, bitch,
at...
I left you. Get out of here, man.
What do I have to do?
Come on, man. I got 50-something days free.
Katie looked up a little nervous, a little scared, realized it was her mama, and just ran full speed and jumped into Carol's arms. And it was a beautiful reunion. But it got us thinking about what lengths you have gone to find, whether it's a family member, an ex-girlfriend, a jacket, could be a ring, could be something as dumb like a camera. Mm-hmm. Just you go to insane lengths to find something.
I bet that there are people, especially those who are in search of their quote-unquote real parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they're adopted and then they find out that they've got a parent out there or they've got a sibling out there or something like that. I bet there are people who have kind of dedicated their lives to tracking that person down.
Sure, sure.
You know? 57 days, though.
Yeah.
Look, a dog is a family member, and I get the love, but, I mean, they were setting up night vision cameras and everything else. I mean, there's nothing they didn't think of to find this dog.
We told a story a while back about someone who set up, like, a truck outside their house with, like, a certain smell at all times, and it would move around different parts of the city, hoping that their dog would smell that food, and they were able to find their dog, too.
Yeah, that's what they did with different clothes. They even brought the horse manure from their farm, thinking it would like smell that horse's poop and be like, that's the horse I know at home.
That's what Katie was trying to get away from, by the way.
She hated that horse.
That's actually my kink, which sucks. Okay. I lost a cat years ago. I was living in Hollywood and it's like right where the coyotes come down from the hills. I was like on the flatland, so I kind of know now what happened to him. But I mean, after like 2 weeks, I mean, I hope my cat is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
You sort of are like, there's no way.
Yeah, you've run out of options at that point.
Yeah.
She said she never lost hope. Never.
That's amazing.
Good for her.
When it gets to almost 2 months and you're still out there, I mean, I'm sorry. At that point, you think one of two things. Either, God forbid, the dog died somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you hope that the dog was just, you know, showed up on somebody's yard and they adopted him. And now he's got a new family. I mean, that's kind of what you hope for at that point, right?
Being all those animals that you had, you've never run into a story like this where you had to search forever?
No. No, I mean, I never really lost one. I mean, I had my donkey get out once and I had to go find him, but it only took a few minutes.
It's a euphemism.
No, this is a remarkable story. And you're right, Allie. I bet there are things that people have lost that they have also gone to extraordinary lengths to try to get back. I mean, if I was moving across the country one time when I moved from Maryland to Arizona, and they lost a ton of my stuff.
Yeah.
And I spent a considerable amount of time trying to get to track that stuff down. Never showed up again. But at some point, you just have to give up. You just run out of options.
I always feel like I'm the guy who searches for something and then never finds it. I don't think I've ever had that celebratory, all right. Like, I look, and then it's just gone.
So what you're saying is you still haven't found what you're looking for.
Okay.
We should file that. But yeah, you too? You feel that way?
Oh, double file.
I have since New Year's Day. Okay,
holy moly.
I mean, that wasn't great. It's not a beautiful day when you guys do this crap.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay, you're giving me vertigo with all these dub titles.
Okay, one more.
Boom! All right, we'll end it there. What have you gone to extraordinary lengths to find? That is the topic. 1-800-520-1067.
Guys, we know that a lot of you still haven't found it. So
right, yes.
No need to call in. We get it.
Every night I try, though. All right, so is it a pet? Is it a person? Is it an object? What did you look for and found, right? That's what we want to know. You got to, has to have a happy ending? They have to have found it or no?
I mean, if you've been looking for something for 8 or 10 years and you still haven't found it, I'm still down to hear about it.
Okay, all right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock. A couple loses their dog on holiday in Montana, spends 57 days and nights looking for the little pup, and then they find her.
Thank God.
A happy ending. Our topic this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show is, what's the extreme time and effort that you put into finding something? Could be a person, could be a pet, could be an object. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I think Fred has a great call to get us started here. Fred's joining us on K-Rock right now. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
Okay, long story short as I can, my wife and I adopted 2 children, and they're now teenagers. So out of curiosity, we did the DNA 23andMe testing just to find out their ancestry. And we did it as a family. And 3 weeks ago, my wife gets a notification from somebody in Michigan, and it turns out she has a half-brother. Wow. And we have been in phone contact with him. He has been searching since he was probably a teenager. He just turned 61. So he's been searching for close to 40 years to see where his parents came from. Because, you know, adoptions, everything is sealed. He had no way to trace his roots. And now, after 61 years, he found out he has 3 sisters.
Now, so, did your wife know that she had a half brother somewhere?
Absolutely no clue.
Oh. Whoa! So this only became possible because you uploaded your info to 23andMe.
Correct.
That's amazing. Wow.
And is she stoked about it? Like, is that something, like, or is it just weird?
He flew out from Michigan Saturday. He was here for the weekend, and they met face to face for the first time Saturday afternoon.
And are they going to keep in touch? Like, this is a new, like, relationship? Like, they does
oh,
it, did
absolutely.
It seem, did it seem
We've
like they were brother-sister?
Yeah. The photos of the father, which they have in connection, are pretty uncanny. He definitely looks like his father.
Wow.
And my wife also has very strong family resemblance to the father.
Oh.
So, you know, it's almost eerie. She's still trying to sort it all out because some of the mannerisms, the thought patterns, it's just, you know, kind of like twins.
Mm-hmm.
You get those certain feelings of relationships and stuff like that. And the two of them are starting to share that. So we're working now to get a kind of family reunion together so he can meet his other half-sisters.
I still haven't found a sock I've been looking for years in my washing machine, and this guy finds a family relative after 45 years.
That's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Well, thank you, Fred, for calling in. Let's move to Jessica, line 2. Is that cool? Jessica, you there. You are from Long Beach. What did you lose and then try to find? Jessica, you there?
I feel like things are going really good.
We're doing really
today.
Well. Let's move on to Diamond in La Puente.
Line 6.
Line 6. Diamond, you there?
Hey, guys.
Hello. What have you lost and tried to find?
It wasn't me, actually. It was my mom. Mm-hmm. She couldn't find for like 15 years her birth certificate, her citizenship paperwork, and my dad's paperwork from when he was in the Air Force.
This seems like a
and
bigger
then
problem now, considering where you could be sent. So how long had she been looking?
She was looking for like 15 years, 15,
oh
20
gosh.
Years. And then when my grandmother died, so her mother-in-law, like 2 years ago, we found that my grandmother hid all of it.
Hid all of it?
She was hiding it.
Why?
Why?
What is the reason? I can't even come up with a reason.
We have no idea.
Oh, my God. This woman sounds awful. What if you guys got sent to some detention center because of it?
Yeah, we have no idea why, but
well, you should lose her.
Well, she died.
Oh, okay, good.
So, congrats.
That's all,
I think is what Jensen's saying. Good God.
Thank you, Diamond. I'm happy you guys found it. Let's move to Alex in Los Angeles. Alex, what did you lose and what have you been trying to find?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good
morning.
So, I'm going to try and make this short. About 2 years ago, well, I'll go back 15 years ago, a little more than that. When I was a little boy, my grandma She gave me a parrot as a child, and this parrot was a little pink parrot, and I raised him as a baby. He's grown up with my family. Mm. 15 years later, I'm living in Marina Del Rey. I have this nice big cage I would put in my front porch area in the summertime. All my neighbors would greet him. He talks to the neighborhood. My mom had a daycare. The little kids would come around and talk to him.
And you had this parrot for 15 years.
15 years already. Mm-hmm. So he's a full-grown parrot. And so I'm sitting in my living room one morning when I hear my parrot scream. He does this terrible scream, and I know something's wrong when I hear him scream.
Sure.
I look out my door, and I see his cage door open, and I run out my front porch, and I just see this black truck burn out, take off down my street.
Wait, believe your parrot was stolen?
It was like a home invasion for the parrot?
Somebody jumped my front gate, ran up either with gloves or a blanket, and viciously took my parrot out of his cage and jumped back into a truck and took off.
Wait, so, what does he have to do with it? Is he a pirate? What would he even have to do with this parrot?
Well, he's a my family member. He's my he's been there throughout my entire childhood life. So I just, the first thing I thought of is I ran inside, grabbed my car keys, I jumped in my car, and I tried chasing his truck. But by the time I got in my car, I didn't know if this truck made a left or right, jumped on the freeway. I called the cops. The cops kind of laughed about it.
Sure.
Said, well, all we can do is just write up a report. So I did the impossible to locate my parrot back. I mean, this happened on a Tuesday, and I didn't sleep 1 minute of the days of the week that came.
Yeah, yeah. And so what did you do to find him?
Well, I stayed up. I went to Crenshaw, Inglewood, Hawthorne. I'm supposed to put up over 5,000 flyers. I put the word out. A couple friends from the media, they put the word out. I had Channel 9 come over, Channel 7, Channel 11.
Okay,
I
was like,
yes. We know all the channels.
How'd you finally get him?
I ended up jumping on my Harley on a Saturday morning, and I drove down downtown L.A., and I started walking block after block. I think I walked like 30 miles.
Imagine what kind of shoes were you wearing?
Just for the record, imagine all the things the parrot says, repeating him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And he's bilingual.
Did you find the parrot?
You have 10 seconds to finish. How'd you find him?
So I ended up going into this kiosk. I ended up in the back door, and across the street, I found this hole-in-the-wall pet shop. And sure enough, in a bird and a rabbit cage, my parrot was in this cage, and I approached the guys, the vendors. When I told them the cops were coming, the guys just took off. I think they must have been illegal. They just took off the shop on their own.
And they were like, we know it's you because this parrot won't stop talking.
Oh.
We had some technical difficulties that prevented me from being a part of that last segment, but I was thinking the whole time I was listening that parrot really wanted to get away from that dude, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could not have flown away quicker. He was like, just pretend you're stealing me.
Yes, I'll pay you to make it look like a home invasion.
Yeah, I have all your gas money needed. Just pull up in the middle of the night.
That parrot was, I mean, we're exhausted after talking to that guy for 3 minutes. How do you think that parrot felt after all those years? All right, Dean makes his guess coming up, and then your chance to win tickets in the audience for The Masked Singer, the craziest show on television right now. That's all coming up the next half hour. First, though, Allie, what's happening on this Wednesday?
Oh, well, Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix, is in theaters on October 4th, but how would you, yes, you listening right now, like access for two into the K-Rock advanced screening of Joker at the Arclight Hollywood? It is going down on October 1st, and I would like to give 5 winners a pair of passes into that advanced screening. Let's take callers 10 through 14 right now at 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to get into that early screening of Joker at the Arclight Hollywood on October 1st.
Is that the Joker?
I think so.
What exactly was that?
It was just crazy laugh.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We're doing gangbusters today, guys. All right. One more.
There you go.
One more jokery.
That was more jokery.
We've talked all about this Demi Moore book, and we talked about it a couple hours ago. All the different claims about her past, a lot of them including Ashton Kutcher, which are not good. Threesomes, cheating, not wonderful. Okay, I think we're good, Jensen. Someone take the sound box away from Jensen. Okay, but seriously, stop it.
Okay.
He hasn't responded, but I see your finger on it, Jensen. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. He He hasn't responded, but he did send out a cryptic tweet that many are seeing as his way of responding. I see your finger. I see you. Okay, you know what?
I'm laughing. I'm having a good time.
He's now holding his hands up because Bean is playing this, trying to get Jensen in trouble.
What is Ashton Kutcher saying about that?
He hasn't responded, but he did send out a cryptic tweet that many are seeing as his way of responding. He wrote, I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet.
Oh, no.
Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it. What a passive-aggressive
puss.
Yeah,
no kidding.
That sucks.
What a douchebag.
Should have said nothing.
Ugh. Who's with me?
Because he's a douchebag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a combo I didn't see coming, but a new duet has just been released. It's the soundtrack of Renee Zellweger's upcoming movie, Judy.
Ooh,
that's about,
wait.
You know, Judy Garland, yes. Of course. Cannot wait for that movie. Sam Smith and Renee Zellweger have teamed up on a song called Get Happy. And apparently it's a song that Judy Garland did in Summer Stock, but it's backed by a big brass band. You want to hear some?
Please.
I do.
Okay.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away.
Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
Take your cares away.
Oh, hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day.
Okay, that's delightful.
It's nice to hear Sam Smith doing something so peppy.
Yeah, he does have some songs that make you wonder how long he's going to be with us.
That felt like the Grove at Christmas.
Yeah, it you know did. What I mean? Yeah, you did a little shimmy, and I didn't hate the shimmy this time.
Right. I hear Renee Zellweger, who, by the way, obviously is a great actress and Oscar winner. I hear that she is phenomenal in this and probably going to win another Academy Award.
Yeah.
She's a
poo person. Critical raves. Yeah, a lot of Oscar buzz already for this movie. By the way, the full soundtrack comes out on September 27th. That's the same day that the film hits theater, so... It's kind of fun to hear a new old song. What? An old song just kind of redone by...
Yeah.
I'm in.
I like it.
I can't wait for
that movie.
Didn't even know she was much of a singer.
She's a delight. Just a delight.
I'm nervous to see how many laugh sound clips Bean has.
I'm showing great restraint right here because I can tell Allie is at the end of her rope and I do not want to push her over the edge.
I mean, it's fine. Your mic isn't working at all.
I'm out of laugh clips.
Jensen cannot stop pushing buttons over there. Usually at the same time that Bean is pushing the button. But I'm glad that annoying me is where we're landing on all of this.
I just said I'm showing great restraint.
But you're not, Bean. You've been pressing that goddamn button this whole time. Such a dick. Oh, this is why your parents left you. So imagine you're an old lady. You think you have this really nice old religious painting in between your kitchen and your sitting room. You live in France. Things are cool. Then you take that picture just to a local auctioneer for an appraisal. She's getting up there in years. Guess what? That is, in fact, a 13th century artwork. A painting by a Florentine painter worth between $4.4 and $6.6 million.
Whoa.
All right.
And I heard that she
That's
had
what's
this.
Happening.
I heard that she
That's
had
what's
this
happening.
Over her
That's
stove.
That's what's happening.
Like within.
With just tomato sauce on it. That's what's happening. Click, go.
Is there tomato sauce on it?
I don't care.
Play a laugh again.
Mons is peeing himself. Mons, are you okay?
I can't move.
He's gonna dislocate his other collar.
Oh my god, it hurts.
That's what's
last time Chris Martin was in studio with us, I believe he indicated strongly that might be the last album, might be Coldplay's last album. Did it make you sound like he was like walking away?
No.
What am I remembering?
Honestly,
then?
I just remember him being dreamy and really charming.
He's very dreamy.
I didn't listen to
pins
a word.
Is what I heard.
He gave me a pin that said love.
He did. Yeah, he was suggesting.
I tried to give him a pin, if you know what I'm saying.
He was suggesting strongly that Coldplay was done making albums. And I'm telling you, every time one of their songs comes back up, like that one just did, I go, I'm not ready to let him go. I'm sorry I would miss that band. So get back to it, Coldplay. I think that's what I'm saying. Okay. All right, in about 5 minutes, we'll tell you how you can be in the audience. First time we've ever had this opportunity to give away a seat in the audience for one of the hottest shows on television, The Masked Singer. We'll tell you how you can join us for that coming up in 5 minutes. First, though, how about some Bean Mix's Guess?
Bean Mix's Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean Mix's Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Mix's Guess.
Yes.
Usually I have some sort of a feeling as to who might have an advantage among our contestants for Bean Mix's Guess, but I think you guys are all equally likely to win this game because everyone has experienced everything on this list today because the category is the things you hate most while driving.
Oh!
We've all had frustrations with what other people are doing on the road. By the way, we're perfect drivers.
Yeah.
But other people, they're the problem. That's what we've all learned, right?
Mm-hmm. We have.
So this is Ranker.com's list with over 14,000 votes of the things that you hate most while driving. That is the category for this edition of Bean Mix's Guess. In for Kevin, who's on vacation this week. Beer Mug, you're at the head of the table.
Oh, Bean, we are losing you.
Yeah. We're having some trouble. Yeah.
We're right. Sinking.
All right, let's see how long we can do this. Okay. Obviously, when the person in front of you is texting.
When the person in front of you is texting is number 7 on the list. Mm. Yes, absolutely. And by the way, that is an epidemic that you see more and more of, I feel like, every single day driving around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jensen, you're up next.
I'm going to say honking.
Isn't that interesting? Honking... Not on the list.
No.
Not on the list of 35.
I mean, it
things.
Is annoying, no?
I guess it just doesn't.
I just thought erroneous noises.
That much.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Honk it. I mean, I don't disagree that it should be on this list. It is not, though.
All right.
According to Ranker. All right. I mean, Allie, your chance.
Texting and honking. What about the mofo going at turtle's pace in front of you? F him.
Turtle from Entourage?
Turtle. I hate it when he's driving in front of me.
In other words, you're saying people who drive too slowly?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Number 2 on the list is people who drive too slow in the fast lane.
Well, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Obviously.
So close
give
enough.
It to her.
Yeah.
So why'd you do the...
Because then I was deciding
okay.
to... Okay. All right. 1-1. Beer Mug, you're up.
All right, I'm going to flip Allie's answer, and I'm going to go... The MF-er who's tailgating my ass.
Just riding your ass.
Yeah.
Yes, tailgating is number 3 on the list. Very good. You are another point. Tailgaters, number 3. All right, Jensen.
Okay, I mean, I hate this. I feel like it might be too specific, but I'm going to say no turn signal, just like
absolutely.
Just getting into different lanes.
Not using your blinker.
Number 9. All drivers right. who will not signal, number 9,
okay.
Yes. And by the way, further down on the list is people who just give the courtesy one click of their turn signal, as if that's enough.
Quick in and out.
Yeah, as they're merging, they hit the turn signal one time. That's later down on the list. But yeah, okay, good game going here. Allie, you're
okay,
up next.
Okay, speaking of using your turn signal, how about people that just can't merge?
Can't merge or won't let you merge?
Won't let you merge.
Number 1.
Ooh,
wow. Thank you.
I don't know if I agree with that being the number 1.
Drivers who will not let you merge. You know how frustrating it is when you're just trying to get into the flow of traffic.
And they're just speeding up, not letting you in that little spot.
Exactly, yes. Look at this, you guys. You've got number 1, number 2, and number 3 already. And by the way, I'm just going to throw in number 4 because drivers who speed up when you want to change lanes.
Similar.
Oh, is very similar to merging, yes. Okay, so I think you guys are nailing this. All right, Mugs, you're up.
All right, when you're making a left-hand turn and the person in front of you is not scooting out into the damn intersection.
Ooh, that is the worst. That's
them.
My number one.
I hate
that's
them.
My number one.
So annoying.
It's definitely on here. It's not in the top 10, but it is well. I definitely saw that on the list here, yeah. Yeah, that is a real frustration for sure.
Mm. Okay, that's my number one, just so it's out there.
Yeah.
Hogging two lanes... Is that
so? Not staying in
your
lane.
Yeah, staying in your lane.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Hmm.
Sorry to say. I see where you're going with that, but no.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Allie McKay.
What about people that run through signals?
Oh, people who run lights?
Mm-hmm.
No.
How are we not coming up with
I
more?
Don't know.
There are so many good ones on this list, too, by the way.
All right. Somebody cutting you off. Just cutting you off.
Sure.
Yeah, cutting you off is, yes, people who cut you off, number five.
Nice.
Okay.
People who cut you off, yeah, number five. Mm-hmm. All right, good one. Mm-hmm. Jensen.
No headlights on at night?
That is on the list, but much, much further down.
Okay.
Much further down.
Because if you flicker your lights at them, it's a gang initiation.
That's
don't
right.
do that.
Is
They'll
that,
follow you home and they'll kill you.
Is that ever really true?
No,
that was
no,
just everything
it.
We heard as a kid, and
never
it's never been true.
Never okay. happened.
I still think about it, too. Like,
No. We were forced to think that was real.
Like, you're in the middle of Oregon, and you see someone doesn't have their lights on. You're like, I don't know. I don't want to flip. They could be in a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allie, your guess, and then we'll go around one more time.
What about, I don't even know how you'd... phrase it, but the speed up, slow down people, speed up, slow down. They are never really going
like riding the brake.
Yeah, maybe brake tapper type people.
Yes, that is on the list outside of the top 10. Number 15, drivers who constantly tap their brakes for no reason
yeah, I hate
is number
them.
15. Okay. All right, final round, beer mug.
Look, this is pretty specific, and I appreciate all our blue-collar workers out there, but if you're driving a cement truck or a gravel truck and you're dropping all the damn rocks onto the street and I'm driving behind you, that annoys the hell out of me.
I would say amen. Not on the list, but I am 100% with you. Yes.
Yeah, I keep thinking
you got to nail that stuff down, man.
Yeah, I keep getting so specific here. But you know when you're driving in a lane...
Next to a guy named Jim.
Yeah, no.
And he's got a little red Mazda.
And tinted windows. Okay, so you know when someone's trying to park in the lane and you come to a standstill and they're trying to like...
Oh, the
parallel park.
The parallel park move. It's so specific. It can't be on the list.
It's not on the list, but how else do you expect people to parallel park? I mean, they have to do it in the lane.
I guess.
The
only, does they take forever?
But it's the only way to do it.
I don't want you to park. Just go home. Your errand doesn't need to be done.
Find a better spot is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, Allie, final guess.
You know when you're driving by someone and they're in a convertible and you're like, oh, my God, you're so sunburned. And you're like, you should not have a convertible, first of all. The sun is horrible for you.
This one's
At
definitely not sunburned.
Please put on a hat. My God, you're just a mess. Your skin looks like beef jerky.
Is possible skin cancer on the list?
Is melanoma on the list? No. Okay.
And then their hair is just going
right?
everywhere.
You've got so many split ends. What is happening in that convertible?
Chapped lips.
Did anyone keep score, by the way?
Allie did.
Mugs
I did.
And I both had two.
Okay. All right. Here's the top 20 real fast. Again, from Ranker.com, things you hate most while driving. A lot of very specific stuff on here. Number 20, people who merge onto the highway going less than the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19, people who refuse to turn left on green, even though there's plenty of time and space.
Oh.
You guys have seen that where you're like, why aren't you turning left? You had more than enough room with that last round of cars,
yep.
right?
Yep.
18, drivers at a four-way intersection who won't go on their turn.
Oh, that is annoying.
17, pedestrians who don't look up when crossing the street. You know, we were thinking a lot about other drivers,
yeah.
but there are other people on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16, drivers who do not move to the right side of the road to make a right turn. In other words, they just make a right turn from the lane they're in. Number 15, drivers who constantly tap their brakes. Number 14, people who don't turn on their headlights at night or in the rain. Number 13, cars driving slow for no reason. 12, drivers who try to get you to move out of their way when there are 10 other cars ahead of you going the same speed.
Oh, those people are annoying. Yeah.
They're trying to get you to move, and it's not going to do them any good.
No. Yeah.
Here's one. If you've ever driven across country, you've encountered this 1,000 times. Drivers who won't pull over even when there are tons of cars backed up behind them on a single lane road.
Yes.
That is one of the worst.
Driving up to like Big Bear or Mammoth.
Yes.
You're the guy with 40 cars behind you.
And
but
so
you
obvious.
Yeah. You don't see. Yeah, exactly. Number 10, drivers who cut in line on backed up off ramps, Kevin. Number 9, drivers who won't signal. Number 8, people who don't dim their brights. You ever come across those people?
Yeah, that is brutal.
Yeah, but you know what's also bad now? Some of the lights
look like
they're bright.
Yeah, I know.
Like
That's
all
right.
these real expensive cars. I'm like, turn on your lights. And they're like, I'm rich.
It's a weird
weird.
Number 7, other drivers texting. Number 6, two cars driving side by side so you can't pass.
Yeah, going the same speed limit.
Exactly, yes. People who cut you off and drive slow. was number five. Drivers who speed up when you want to change lanes. Four, then tailgaters, people driving too slow in the fast lane. And number one, as was guessed, drivers who won't let you merge. So I think this has been not only a fun game, but very educational. If you're out there right now, don't do any of these things.
Yeah, don't be an a-hole.
Stay in your lane.
Don't be that. Stay in your lane.
Put
thank
on
you
some
very
sunscreen.
Much.
BMX's guess, yeah.
And we're selling for the game.
Yes, thank you, Beer Boss.
Sure are.
We certainly are. We promised you that, and now we're going to do it. Masked Singer, yeah. Season 3 at CBS Television City in Los Angeles. It's America's favorite guessing game and TV's number one new show. It is back tonight at 8 on Fox 11. If you would like to be in the audience for an upcoming episode of the show, we want you to call us right now. We're going to play a new game. You know how well those go. 1-800-520-1067. If you're a Masked Singer fan. Yes, Jeff.
And let me tell you something. I worked on season one of this show before I came into Kevin and Bean. I was a producer over there. These live tapings are insane.
Bonkers.
Like, if you could just imagine what happens at them. Yeah. It's crazier than that.
Well, you got a show where Terry Bradshaw's dressed up like a rodent or whatever it is.
It's a deer.
Yeah,
a rodent to me. then they'll play music and Robin Thicke, Robin Thicke, that's his name, right? His dad's dead. Robin would stand up and just start singing, and then Ken Jeong like joins him, and then Nicole Scherzinger hits like a high note, and then they're like, "We're back with the rat," and then the rat starts singing. It's a show
it's a
and
fever
a circus
dream.
You want to see. Trust me.
Yeah. It's like being on Springer. All right, 1-800-520.
I don't have a question, but what do you think of these?
1-0-6-7. If you want to be at the Masked Singer, we'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock. All week on K-Rock. Every hour on the hour from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Hey, this is Billy Joe from Green Day, and we're back!
Win tickets to the Hella Mega Tour.
Presented by Harley.
Come see us on tour with Weezer and Fall Out Boy.
And the Interrupters.
At Dodger Stadium on Saturday, July 25th.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
If you don't come to see the Hella Mega Tour, you.
Or keep it on K-Rock to win.
K-Rock listeners, this is Rivers from Weezer.
This is Patrick
and Pete from Fall Out Boy.
And we're Green Day on the world famous K-Rock.
Next, Kelly, Kate Upton. She's fit and fat.
She's going to show us how to take a photo that slays. I got to look good. Make me look 22.
On the next Kelly Clarkson Show.
The Kelly Clarkson Show, today at 2 on NBC7.
Then stay with NBC7's News at 4 p.m. I'm Catherine Garcia. Get your first look at the afternoon's breaking news as it unfolds live. Plus, Dagmar tracks your first alert weather. NBC7 News at 4 is coverage you count on.
The Queen Mary's Dark Harbor is celebrating a decade of freakish fun by once again rising from the depths for 23 Nights of Terror. Beginning September 26th, this is Dark Harbor's most outrageous season yet. With six terrifying mazes, hundreds of monsters, nightly live entertainment, secret...
And we're selling for the game.
Yes, thank you, Beer Boss.
Sure are.
We certainly are. We promised you that, and now we're going to do it. Masked Singer, yeah. Season 3 at CBS Television City in Los Angeles. It's America's favorite guessing game and TV's number one new show. It is back tonight at 8 on Fox 11. If you would like to be in the audience for an upcoming episode of the show, we want you to call us right now. We're going to play a new game. You know how well those go. 1-800-520-1067. If you're a Masked Singer fan. Yes, Jeff.
And let me tell you something. I worked on season one of this show before I came into Kevin and Bean. I was a producer over there. These live tapings are insane.
Bonkers.
Like, if you could just imagine what happens at them. Yeah. It's crazier than that.
Well, you got a show where Terry Bradshaw's dressed up like a rodent or whatever it is.
It's a deer.
A
rodent to me. then they'll play music and Robin Thicke, or not Robin Thicke. Yeah, Robin Thicke, that's his name, right? His dad's Alan is dead. Robin would stand up and just start singing, and then Ken Jeong like joins him, and then Nicole Scherzinger hits like a high note, and then they're like, "We're back with the rat," and then the rat starts singing.
What?
It's a show
it's a
and a circus
dream.
You want to see. Trust me.
It's like being a on Springer. All right, 1-800-520.
I don't have a question, but what do you think of these?
1067. If you want to be at The Masked Singer, we'll take your calls next on K-Rock. A pair of tickets to attend a live season 3 taping of The Masked Singer at CBS Television City in Los Angeles. Don't forget, the show returns on Fox 11 tonight at 8. It's time for Kevin and Bean's Masked Singer.
Can you recognize your favorite Kevin and Bean Show member just by their voice? That has been altered a little. Well, can you? Well, we're about to find out. This is Kevin and Bean's Masked Singer. And here is your host, Jensen Karp.
Guys, so it's very simple. It's just like the show, except mm-hmm. it's over radio. So what we're going to do is some of your favorite personalities here at Kevin and Bean have went in and sang a song. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then our homie, Homar, mm-hmm. has went in and messed with the voices. And all you have to do is tell us.
Can you please say gone in instead of went in? Could you do that just for me?
No, I'm good. And so they're just. So we'll play the song, right? And then you guess who the person singing is. And it's just someone who's on the radio all the time.
All right, so it could be you, Jensen. It could be Allie. Could be Homar. Could be assistant producer Christine. Yep. Irma, me. Could be anybody on the Kevin and Bean Show. Since we're doing it for radio, I don't have to still dress like a lizard, right?
Just till the end of the segment, you have to. Then you can get out of it.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you identify the Kevin and Bean Masked Singer, and you are in the drawing to win tickets to be in the audience for the show. We'll take them in order. John is in Torrance. He's up first. Line one. Hey, John. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great.
And John, also keep in mind the song might play into the person it is.
Oh, that's a tip. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So listen up. Who is this Kevin and Bean Masked Singer personality?
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. She's got a body like an hourglass that's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth.
All right. Who was that masked singer?
That is Biermug.
No. Oh, that was Dave the King of Mexico dressed as a goose.
And he loves him some Paramore, so that was the little hint
that
there.
That was your hint. Sorry about that.
All right, thank you for playing, though. We appreciate it. Trevor up next. Glendora, student at Cal State Long Beach. Is that Go Hurricanes? Who is that?
No, that's 49ers kind of changing into the Sharks now.
49ers to Sharks. All right, well, good luck to you, sir. Listen
all right,
up.
Go Hurricanes.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
All right, who is that masked singer?
I'm going to take a guess and say Allie.
No!
No!
That was me dressed as a cell phone.
That was Jensen. Nice try, though. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Becca. She's in Seal Beach, contestant number 3, playing Kevin and Bean's Masked Singer for tickets to see The Real Show.
Hi.
Hi, Becca. All right. Who is this masked singer?
Something happens and I'm head over heels. I never find out till I'm head over heels. Something happens and I'm head over heels. Oh, don't take my heart, don't take my heart, don't throw it away.
Who is it?
I want to buy the whole album.
That was Allie dressed as a duck.
Oh. It was me. I love Cheers for Fears.
Oh.
This is tough. Well, this is why the game succeeds on the real show for a season.
Well said. Thank you. Okay.
MK San Dimas up next on Carrick. Line 4, please.
Hello.
Hey.
All right. Who's this masked singer?
Poop diddy scoop, scoop diddy whoop, whoop diddy scoop dee poop, poop diddy scoop, scoop dee whoop, whoop diddy scoop whoop poop, poop diddy whoop scoop, poop poop, scoop diddy whoop, whoop diddy scoop, whoop diddy scoop poop.
All right, we got it.
Who on the show likes poop?
Who is that?
Is it Kevin?
No! It's Omar dressed as a toilet seat. Come on. Yeah. Dang it.
This is tough, you guys. All right. Let's see if Sarah can break the streak. She's in Baldwin Park, our next contestant on K-Rock.
Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay, Sarah, who is this masked singer?
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today. Yeah. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
This is terrifying. That's what I want to hear right before I die. Sarah, who is the best singer?
I'm going to guess Kevin.
No! Oh, that was mean! Dressed as a hat! Oh.
That was me, I'm sorry to say. All right, we're at sudden death now.
Yeah. Sudden death. Yeah.
Sorry, so if you get it right, you win the tickets for Masked Singer. Daniel, this could be you, man. East L.A., you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, who's the Masked Singer?
Good God almighty, which way do I steer for my... cheeseburger in paradise, making the best of every virtue and vice, worth every damn bit of sacrifice to get a cheeseburger in paradise.
Weirdest radio show ever recorded. Okay, who is that mass singer, Daniel?
Is that Beer Mug?
Yeah! It was Beer Mug dressed as a Mazda Miata.
Of course, Beer Mug is thinking about a cheeseburger, by the way. Congratulations. You're going to CBS Television City to see the Masked Singer returning at 8.
So dumb.
On Fox 11 tonight.
Tonight.
Thanks for playing the game. Got a memo, a company-wide memo from HR yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to run it by you guys and see if you think any of us are involved in this.
Okay.
Just a reminder about appropriate dress attire.
Uh-oh.
Right now, I'm thinking Beer Mug. I don't know about you guys. While we have a relaxed dress code at K-Rock, it is important to remember that we interact with clients and coworkers in other departments. While jeans, longer shorts, and t-shirts are okay, thank God, by the way, please refrain from wearing short shorts, crop tops, and revealing clothes.
There goes my wardrobe.
So this means that someone was dressing scantily?
It sounds like it. If you are uncertain if your attire is work appropriate, please feel free to check with your supervisor. Hey, I don't know who this employee is that they're talking about, but I hope to be her supervisor. I'll tell you that.
It means like send her in. I have a meeting.
Yeah, if anyone has any questions as to how short the shorts should be, we are free for any sort of standard to set.
Allie's doing pencil tests.
How, nice reference.
That's an old school reference. Nice.
How frequently does this mystery employee have to have dressed in an inappropriate way for the memo to go out to everyone at K-Rock?
Usually it takes a long time before a memo is sent.
Yeah.
And why have we been unaware of this?
Well, maybe, you know, summer, it's been hot, and he or she has really been ramping it up.
Definitely a he. Definitely.
I hope it's a he.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think it's anyone on our show. So it looks like the fun is being had after our program goes off.
Dang it.
I will say this about dress code on our show.
Yeah.
So Kevin won't allow Beer Mug to wear flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally won't allow him to.
Right.
And so Mugs, every day when he gets in here, he comes in his flip-flops, and then he sits down, and he puts on socks and shoes. And I'll let you know, it breaks my heart a little bit every time, because he wants his piggies to be free.
Yeah.
He walked in this week, because Kevin's off, and he pointed his flip-flops, and he goes, "All week, Allie, let's do this." And I laughed so hard.
And broken collarbone.
Yeah.
So I could come in next week in flip-flops.
Oh, because you can't put on shoes.
You can't tie your shoes.
I can't tie my shoes.
My gosh. Oh, no. I can't believe you fell down the stairs on purpose just to wear sandals.
I swear to God, Kevin will have ordered you loafers by Tuesday.
Slip-ons.
He really hates your feet.
He does. All right. Well, that's the update from behind the scenes here at K-Rock. We'll tell you how you can win tickets for the Hella Mega Tour coming up in 5 minutes. First, Allie, what's happening?
Well, this is a very interesting story that I had no idea could actually happen. So a woman was at a wedding, and she ate a mouthful of wasabi. She mistook it for avocado.
Oh.
Landed her in the hospital with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. Myopathy? Sorry to anyone in the medical profession that just heard that, but it's broken heart syndrome. Your left ventricle dysfunctions that typically occurs in older women after sudden intense emotional or physical stress happened from eating wasabi.
Oh my God.
That's not good.
I eat a lot of wasabi.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe, but you know you're eating it, so it's not a shock to your system type of thing.
I mean, I've definitely shocked myself with wasabi before.
Yeah.
taken too much.
So you actually just like the taste of it. You
I like it
adds
in
to
addition
it.
To sushi, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I've never like been like, oh, I like this guacamole, and then eaten it and been like, no, and then died of broken heart.
Do you put the wasabi into the soy sauce, mix it up, or do you put the wasabi right
into
onto the
soy
roll?
Sauce? Yeah, I'm not a monster.
No, there are people that will like smear it on the actual
It's not
roll.
A bagel.
Those people are sick.
Yeah.
Are you, please Although tell me you have the little baby, the wasabi baby.
Help.
Only Justin and I remember
the best,
that kid.
That's arguably the best YouTube video on the internet.
Do you remember that video, Bean?
Baby eats wasabi.
Hold on, you mean...
Help!
Yes, I remember
laughing at a baby that ate wasabi just saying help.
Honestly,
it's so sad.
I know it's technically child abuse, but it is the best video on the internet.
Oh, her little face is so cute.
Oh, hang on. I think I have some more here. Hang on.
Want to try wasabi?
No.
You want to try it?
No.
Okay.
Wasabi.
Do you want to try it? Smell it first.
Okay, so now she tries it.
Help!
Oh. And her poor little face tears start to well up. It's so cute.
She said no twice,
God
Mom.
Bless that abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God, you guys. And
calm down, bitch.
Congratulations to Tom Hanks. He is going to be getting the 2020 Cecil B. DeMille Award, the annual award given out to most often an actor or actress who has made a lasting impact on the film industry. Last five recipients were Jeff Bridges, Oprah Winfrey, Meryl Streep, Denzel Washington, and George Clooney. So, it's pretty good. So,
he's such a douche.
He is a wonderful man. This is all going down at the Golden Globes next year. Hey,
it's funny because he is fat.
He is not. We're going to talk about this in the next What's Happening because it's... I thought it was upsetting that they were having a boxing match with that bagel guy. Remember him that got so mad at the bagel shop
yes,
and he
the bagel
screamed
boss.
About women, screamed about how nobody dates him on a website or dating site.
This guy is not a celebrity.
No.
But I'll tell you this... the person that was supposed to fight him has dropped out, but don't worry. It's still going down. And I'll tell you who is replacing him.
Because it was supposed to be
Lenny Dykstra.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you who's replacing him coming up. Okay. But first, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mark Hamill, Will Smith, T.I., and Donald Glover. It is all your birthday. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
If you know your Green Day, your Weezer, and your Fall Out Boy, you are a fan of those bands, and of course, you want to be at Dodger Stadium next summer for the Hella Mega Tour stop in L.A., we want you to call us right now, 1-800-520-106, and you have to play a game. It involves none of us dressing up and singing, but we'll do it next, right after this on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock. Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson...
First, Allie, what's happening?
Well, this is a very interesting story that I had no idea could actually happen. So a woman was at a wedding... And she ate a mouthful of wasabi. She mistook it for avocado.
Oh.
Landed her in the hospital with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. Myopathy? Sorry to anyone in the medical profession that just heard that. But it's broken heart syndrome. Your left ventricle dysfunctions that typically occurs in older women after sudden intense emotional or physical stress happened from eating wasabi.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
I eat a lot of wasabi.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe, but you know you're eating it, so it's not a shock to your system type of thing.
I mean, I've definitely shocked myself with wasabi before.
Yeah.
Taken too much.
So you actually just like the taste of it.
I like
it adds
in addition to sushi, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I've never been like, oh, I like this guacamole, and then eaten it and been like, no, and then died of broken heart.
Do you put the wasabi into the soy sauce, mix it up, or do you put the wasabi right
into
onto
the soy
roll?
Sauce? Yeah, I'm not a monster.
No, there are people that will like smear it on the actual
It's not
roll.
A bagel.
Those people are sick.
Yeah.
Are you, please tell me you have the little baby, the wasabi baby.
Help!
Only Justin
By the way,
and I remember
the best,
that kid.
That's arguably the best YouTube video on the internet.
Do you remember that video, Bean?
Baby eats wasabi.
Hold on, you mean...
Help!
Yes, I remember
laughing at a baby that ate wasabi just
saying help.
Honestly,
it's so sad.
I know it's technically child abuse, but it is the best video on the internet.
Oh, her little face is help. So cute.
Oh, hang on. I think I have some more here. Hang on.
Want to try wasabi?
No.
You want to try it?
No.
Okay.
Wasabi.
You want to try it? Smell it first.
Okay, so now she tries it.
Help!
And her poor little face tears start to well up. It's so cute.
She said no twice,
God
Mom.
Bless that abuse.
Yeah. Oh, for the love of God, you guys. And,
calm down, bitch.
Congratulations to Tom Hanks. He is going to be getting the 2020 Cecil B. DeMille Award, the annual award given out to most often an actor or actress who has made a lasting impact on the film industry. Last five recipients were Jeff Bridges, Oprah Winfrey, Meryl Streep, Denzel Washington, and George Clooney. So, it's pretty good. So,
he's such a douche.
He is a wonderful man. This is all going down at the Golden Globes next year. Hey,
it's funny because he is fat.
He is not. We are going to talk about this in the next What's Happening because it's... I thought it was upsetting that they were having a boxing match with that bagel guy. Remember him that got so mad at the bagel shop
yes,
and he just screamed about women, screamed about how nobody dates him on a website or mm-hmm. dating site.
This guy is not a celebrity.
No.
But I'll tell you this... the person that was supposed to fight him has dropped out, but don't worry. It's still going down. And I'll tell you who is replacing him.
Because it was supposed to be
Lenny Dykstra.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you who's replacing him coming up. Okay. But first, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mark Hamill, Will Smith, T.I., and Donald Glover. It is all your birthday. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
If you know your Green Day, your Weezer, and your Fall Out Boy, you are a fan of those bands, and of course, you want to be at Dodger Stadium next summer for the Hella Mega Tour stop in L.A., we want you to call us right now, 1-800-520-106, and you have to play a game. It involves none of us dressing up and singing, but we'll do it next, right after this. Every morning at this time, all week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are hooking you up with a pair of tickets for the Hella Mega Tour at Dodger Stadium July 25th. I am proud to say, by the way, that this tour was announced on our show
yes.
with Green Day in studio.
It was.
A couple of weeks ago, they're on the bill with Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and fortunately for us, the Interrupters. Four great bands on one big day. Tickets are on sale now, or you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067. The game is called Hella Yeah or Hella No.
You wanna go to the Hella Mega Tour? These six can be yours for sure. Whoa, whoa. It's the Hella Mega Tour.
Hella Mega Tour.
Hella yeah or hella no. That's all you have to know. Whoa, whoa. If you want tickets to the show, just a reminder, here's how it goes. A hella yeah or hella no. A hella yeah or hella no.
Okay, thank
a hella
you.
Yeah.
Thank God for that reminder.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Omar. We're out of time, but we were going to
get
on.
That's too bad.
Miss Ellen McKay, you are our hostess for the game. What's going on?
I'm going to read you a fun fact about one of the bands playing in the Hella Mega Tour. It could be about Weezer, could be about Fall Out Boy, could be about Green Day.
Okay.
Is it real or is it not? If it's a real fun fact, you say, hella yeah. And if it's fake, you say, hella no.
Hella yeah or hella
much like on Jeopardy, where you're disqualified if your answer is not in the form of the question, you are requiring hella yeah or hella no, right?
It's legal.
Hella,
it's
absolutely.
A legal thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Hella yeah or hella no.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you, Omar. All right, let's go to Myrna up first, please. Los Angeles, line one, our first contestant.
Hey, Myrna.
Hello.
Okay, here it is. Pete Wentz was a very accomplished dancer, and in his teens, he entered a competition. During the freestyle portion, he did this move where he leaps in the air, falls to the floor, pops back up. He defied gravity, essentially. He lost that competition, but one of the judges said, "Ooh, Fall Out Boy!" Hence, the name of his soon-to-be-formed band, Fall Out Boy. Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
Hella yeah?
Oh, no.
Hella no.
Absolutely didn't happen.
No, made up.
Fall Out Boy is the name of a Simpsons fictional superhero.
Yep.
Radioactive Man sidekick.
Sorry.
Hella yeah or hella no.
I kind kind of like to see it, though, to be honest.
I mean, you do have a 50-50 chance if you just guess.
Yes.
But sorry, Myrna. Let's go to Eddie up next, line two, Van Nuys.
Hey, Eddie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fantastic. Good morning.
All right.
Party people.
Eddie, Billy Joe Armstrong dropped out of school a day before his 18th birthday. In 1994, he was quoted as saying, "School is practice for the future, and practice makes perfect, and nobody's perfect, so why practice?" Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
That would be a hella no.
Oh, it's a hella
yeah.
Hella yeah or hella no.
Man.
Sorry, Eddie. Ryan is in Riverside. Allie McKay, take it away.
Hey, Ryan, how have you been doing on hold? You getting these?
What do you do, party people?
All right.
Fair enough.
Rivers Cuomo, the lead vocalist for Weezer, claims he learned songwriting by listening to Green Day's Techniques. Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
Hella no.
That's a hella yeah.
Jeez.
Hella yeah or hella.
You got to know your Weezer, your Fall Out Boy, and your Green Day to get through in this game. All right, let's say hi to Kyle in the LBC. Hey, Kyle.
What's up?
Okay, Kyle, I think you'll get this. The lead singer of Fall Out Boy, Patrick Stump, lost his right hand in a logging accident in junior high school. Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
I'm going to go with hella no.
That is correct. Yeah! Patrick Stump has both of his hands.
Hella yeah or hella.
All right, Kyle is in the drawing.
But he could still be the lead singer even with just one
hand,
though, right?
Absolutely could.
Could be a drummer, at least.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. All right, Angela, Long Beach, up next. Angela, let's see if you can join Kyle in the potential winner circle for these tickets. Good luck.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, hey.
So Weezer's first gig ever was playing an old age home under the name of The Boys. But before the gig, they were joking in the van about, "I can't believe we're playing for a bunch of old geezers. Then at the show, one of the guys started having like a wheezing attack. So they got back in the van after and they combined the name Geezer and Wheeze and they changed their band name to Weezer. Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
I'm going to go with hella no.
It is hella no.
Thank God.
Hella yeah or hella.
Sadly, Rivers Cuomo had asthma growing up, so it was his nickname because they bullied him and said he was a Weezer.
Well, then how do you explain Little Weezy? Where did Little Wayne get that name?
He also has asthma.
Really?
I just made that up.
I thought it came from being from Louisiana.
I
That's
no
what
idea.
I thought.
I just made that up, yeah.
All right, let's do...
like the Jeffersons.
We have time for Angel Westminster up next, line six. It says here that Angel is a truck driver. Are you currently on the job, Angel?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Give him the win. Let's go.
We won't keep you, but good luck.
All right, Angel. Green Day drummer Trey Cool was enrolled in Le Cordon Bleu before Green Day. He dreamed of becoming a world-class chef. Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
Hella yeah.
It is a hella no. He was actually enrolled in Clown College.
Hella yeah or hella no.
Winner. Let's try and go out on a winner.
Hang up and drive, sir. Thank you for the call. All right, let's do one more. Okay. Let's make it Kathy in Pico Rivera.
Kathy, you there?
Yes, I made the cut.
Okay, let's get it right. Then you're in the drawing. The original lyrics to the chorus of Buddy Holly by Weezer were, "You look just like Ginger Rogers. Uh-oh, I move just like Fred Astaire." Is that a hella yeah or a hella no?
That's a hella no.
It's a hella yeah.
Hella yeah or hella no.
These were tricky. These were tricky, you guys. But Kyle and Angela got through the exhaustive screening process, and one of them will win tickets to the Hella Mega Tour at Dodger Stadium on July 25th with Green Day, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and the Interrupters. Who's our winner, please?
He knows his stumps. We didn't stump him. It's Kyle.
Yeah! Hootie, hootie you, Kyle. Have a great time at the show, and thanks for playing Hella Yeah or Hella No.
Hella yeah or hella no.
This day in history with Old Man Reuben.
This week in 1846, astronomer Johann Gottfried Gall became the first person ever to observe the planet Neptune. If you ask me, he was lucky. We were all over at Johann's drinking moonshine and licking frog bellies, and Johann passes out, right? Right there on the front lawn. I ran over to make sure he doesn't choke on his own vomit again, and he goes, "Dude, what's that?" I look up and there's this tiny glowing light, and I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, let's just get inside before the wolves smell you. A few days later, he named it Neptune after our friend Jesse's dog. Anyway, proves that getting faced sometimes actually leads to something. Just wait till you find out how polio was cured.
See, because Ruben is old.
Ruben has seen some stuff, man.
Yeah.
He has been there. All right, Allie, time for a final look at what's happening here on this Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got? Some good news for us this time?
Have you guys ever had moonshine?
Yes.
No. Really?
Yeah. The real stuff.
I have not.
Same.
And the real stuff is smooth.
Yeah, it's like if you have moonshine that is hard to get down, that means someone's trying to make moonshine, but it's not the real stuff.
So moonshine itself tastes fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something that you're like, this tastes great, but it's not something that you make this face.
Hmm. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like prison wine or whatever. Like,
no.
I thought it would be terrible. Wine? Yeah.
Mm-mm. Pruno or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a... It's a look into our lives.
Mugs
right
knows way too much about prison wine.
Okay.
You know, Pruno. It's not as bad after a couple sips.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I've got great news for you Jurassic Park heads. The original stars of Jurassic Park, that's Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and Jeff Goldblum, will all be returning for 2021's third Jurassic World film.
Wow, you got to check it out.
Nice, right? That's big news.
That's huge news, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, though. That's Chris Pratt's franchise now, though, right?
Yeah, he'll still be there.
He'll be the star, and then they'll... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Jurassic Park movies.
Not even the first one?
What?
Oh.
Guys, there's a lot of those action kinds of franchises
The first one, I agree with you that it became that, but the first one is just a great blockbuster.
I'm sure it is.
And I don't love the Louds either, but I really like the first Jurassic Park.
Look, it was Spielberg, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure it's great, but not something I ever saw.
Did you read the book?
No, didn't read the book either.
So is it because you grew up with dinosaurs, so it wasn't that cool?
Well, that's Ruben. That's not me.
My bad.
I don't know. I have a lot of holes in my pop culture universe. Just things that I just never got into. I mean, like Rambo came out last week. Rambo is nothing to me. I've never seen a Rambo movie.
Okay. But the difference between seeing a Rambo and the first Jurassic Park, which was the biggest film ever released at the time.
It was like gangbuster numbers.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I thought you would for sure have seen Jurassic Park.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move on to this. That Bagel Boss guy, Chris Morgan, he was supposed to be in a boxing match this Saturday in Atlantic City. He was going up against Major League Baseball star Lenny Dykstra, who abruptly backed out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you worry, you guys, because someone has stepped in. Someone by the name of Dustin Diamond.
Ooh.
He has signed up to fight Bagel Boss. By the way, Diamond was crowned celebrity boxing champion in May 2002.
Yes, it was a huge Fox thing.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of fun to watch.
He went against the guy from Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yeah.
Horseshack,
yeah.
I had no idea any of this happened.
Well, he brought shame to us and continues to bring shame to us.
Todd Bridges also fought in that one, I believe. And also, I think, Tanya Harding.
Wow.
In that 2002.
Here's the thing about this Bagel Boss guy, Chris Morgan.
He's a garbage can?
He's a garbage man. But I feel like him and his team don't really know how to talk smack.
Yeah.
This article says he's not afraid of taking some low blows. Quote, I've seen Dustin Diamond was in a porno, and it's widely known that he has a large penis.
That's the trash talking?
That's the trash talking. I'm like, no, what you're doing is you're making Dustin Diamond go, yeah.
You hyped him
up. It's awesome. What?
Would you enjoy watching this?
No. I wouldn't. I didn't even enjoy doing the story.
Does it make me bad that I'm down to watch?
You like making awful people famous and just know that that's now part of your legacy.
Sure.
Is that okay?
I want to see Screech box.
Okay. All right. You going to watch it, Muggs?
No.
You gonna watch it, Muggs?
Okay, I'll.
Okay. A lot of people, if you follow Louis Capaldi, the singer, on Instagram, you know how funny he is. He is just self-deprecating. He is hysterical. Well, now he's offering free concert tickets to fans who match with him on Tinder. Images of the Scottish singer's Tinder profile have been posted on billboards across the UK. And if you match with him, you'll have a chance to win a trip to see him live in New York City or even tickets to an upcoming UK tour. He was on his Instagram stories yesterday and he said, "Hello, my name is Lewis Capaldi, and I haven't known the touch of a woman in many years. So for that reason, I've come to London to put my Tinder profile across the city." Basically, you match with him, you might just get to go see him in New York City.
This is the plot of Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Sure.
Sorry, I knew that.
Sure.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be a little bit. A little bit, you guys. Not sure if you saw pictures of Lana Del Rey yesterday with, I'll just say it, a silver fox. Hmm. She reportedly has a new boyfriend, and his name is Sean Sticks Larkin.
Obviously.
He is Live PD's reality star and a
real-life
police officer.
I like that guy.
Okay, well,
he is a good-looking
fox. So
does
Lana Del Rey. He's a babe. Absolutely. Yeah, he's on a bunch of A&E shows. Live PD, Live PD Presents, PD Cam, and he's part of the cast of A&E's Live Rescue.
Hmm.
And he's a hot silver fox.
We did a small feature on them. I think we actually had someone on the show from there, and we talked about how good looking that guy is. It stood out to me so much.
No, we had the host of the Live PD, the one that Dan Abrams.
Yes, this is a guy. This is a guy on that show, and we actually talked to Dan about how good looking the other one was.
Oh,
yeah, he's a he beats Anderson Cooper in the that's a good looking gray haired man category.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a good-looking gray.
Oh, yeah, I keep it with
category.
Me at all times. Okay. Just in a book that I have in my bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
He's number one now.
All right. Let's get out of here. Some birthdays for
yes.
you. Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mark Hamill, Will Smith, T.I., Donald Glover, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour with Stryker and Klein. They're nice guys. And a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Thank you to them. They're handing out random acts of helpfulness, and we all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Question
maybe?
Mark?
Maybe?
Question